Guess what decision we're about to make.
Horrible decision.
Oh, we're going to just give you a little moan really quick. It's like a new year, whatever.
What is he?
Is Mandy having a fucking
mess? No, is that not moaning? A bitch been practicing.
I thought you were in distress. No,
that's how you moan every time he pound. It's with every thrust, no? Okay, bitch, my bad. Welcome, y'all. Horrible decisions on We Here, bitch.
No, we are not here.
Sorry that I didn't do it. That's like, bro, sorry. Hey, guys. Welcome to another week. We in week two of motherfucking 2021.
Oh, my God.
Are we alive, nigga? Are they going to hear
this? We here. Are we that's ghosts?
Real. Well, we could be.
Is we zombies?
If this is what's left over of me going, I'm so sorry. Hi, guys. I'm Wheezy. Welcome to another episode of our show. Today, we have a close friend, my bestie, and our tour assistant. What is Vinny's title on the show?
Yeah, he's our tour
assistant. I know you want to say tour manager. Probably.
No, I call myself like the co-tour manager because like I'll be there for most of the dates.
Right.
Like, you know, for half the dates. And then
actually did have a tour manager. So he's like... Yeah, call me manager.
Because I feel like assistant. You do too much more than assistant.
Yeah, you do way more than that.
I do.
And for those of y'all who like came to our tours when it was just Wheezy and I putting them on, y'all may have seen him sell t-shirts, help with our songs, help with our lighting. Well, you
still
did that. You actually still did that. But then he's been helping us for, like,
I've been there for a while.
Before we had a manager.
Yeah, yeah. From the beginning.
You guys may have also heard him before if y'all started all the way back from 4 years ago.
I forgot about that.
He fucked a murderer.
It's 13 or 14.
I was about to say it's early there.
14. I did fuck the murderer. Sex with a neighbor, a murderer, and men on the DL.
Oh, my God.
Yes.
And let me tell you something. I have flashbacks of that. People be like, oh, you fucked the murderer. And I'm like, oh, bitch, PTSD.
Like when they run into you?
Yeah. And, like, I literally, like, go through the experience all over again. I'd be like, oh, yeah, I did.
Y'all, he had to climb out a bathroom window. Or at least he thought
he tried.
Just listen, give us some streams. These were horny for views. No, Vinny is, you know, I'm so glad he's part of our Horrible Decisions team along with Benson. That's really, like, our core team.
Yeah, and Dwayne now. Yeah.
But so shout out to them. But yeah, so Vinny's here. You know, it's just a merry and gay new year with you here. So I wanted to talk about something different because we've had so many gay men on, and particularly with Vinny, I just
right. Feel like it'd be like our gay men be like gay episodes, and so I'm glad like we're gonna just talk about goddamn dating,
right?
As people, despite our sexuality,
because it's not like. You know, we're trying to like be like, tell us all about your gay shit, but also like, tell us all about your gay shit because I think
in your booty hole,
right?
That's pretty much what we be talking about,
but not mine, right? Really, which is, I mean, so, I'm not trying to yum anyone's yuck, but it's not mine.
I mean, we get it, friend. No, but it was difficult because I was like, Vinny has so many stories, so like, what can we talk about with Vinny? And I feel like this has been a trend in your life for as long as I've known you.
Yeah.
And we're going to talk about daddies today. Before we get to daddies, specifically, I'm not talking about just Mandy and I having old bays. I'm talking daddies like, I'm going to say 55 plus.
Let's say 50 plus.
Okay. And they love him too, y'all. Let me just explain. During the pandemic, I came to Boston because I missed Vinny. Oh, no, I surprised him for his birthday.
She did.
We went to this gay bar where it was socially distanced. It was really difficult, by the way, because like gays just be on top of each other because that's how they like speak and say hello.
Yeah.
So this was really weird. Like even if you stood up and went to another table, like, but they did well. What's the name of that? Kathy's?
Kathy's, yeah. Cathedral Station.
There was some really cute niggas in there.
And they're always, I hate parting with Dustin for that reason. Like, I hate going out and being like, they don't like me. God damn. Why am I here?
Bitches they always be fine.
Gay men be so fine, though.
You walk in like, they're not even here for me. And I'm like, I know.
Why do you say I always flip my hair?
You do always flip your hair. Just did it right now.
So anyway, I just only pointed out how many good looking men there were in there because I don't know if you saw them, because you were looking at the AARP table, friend. And if you can remember, they all had their masks on.
They did.
Everybody else took their masks
off. They're responsible.
No, no, no. Mm. Because they might have died.
Oh, wait. They probably all have underlying conditions.
And it was so serious that not only I said this about Vinny, what's your friend Julissa? Not her. What's his name?
Julissa Bunt. Jared.
Jared. But he got an alter ego, Julissa.
You gotta go.
And he was like, there goes Vinny's friends. Everybody knows you like old things. And it is insane. Like, literally.
I don't know what the silver hair, white hair does to me.
But I'm not going to lie. I like the silver.
The little wait, salt and pepper.
The salt and pepper now. I was about to say, I need the pepper in there. I don't want all salt.
A little salt. The salt and pepper and like the bald a little bit.
Okay. Damn, you gonna like my nigga.
The bald does, I don't know.
No, you want a bald spot.
Buff it out. I don't give a fuck. Let it shine. Bitch, do I need to put sunscreen on it? Give it to me.
Wait, but do you like the hair around? Like, you know,
I don't need the hair around, but you know, sometimes if they're bald, they like shave the whole thing.
Yeah, but
if I gotta say during the summertime.
Like the
shadow's okay, but if I have to say, baby, let me put some sunscreen on your head in the summertime, that's it right there for me.
Why?
I don't know. I like it.
That makes you hard.
It make me horny.
I wonder if you got, is it daddy issue?
I don't know. You know, I talked to my therapist about it because I was truly concerned. And Dinesh, I was like, listen, you know, my father was a little absent, but I had male figures in my life.
Yeah.
Plenty. Probably more than just a father. I had like a father and 8 cousins. And so I was like, are these daddy issues? She was like, no.
Really?
And you could like older men.
But I thought it was rooted in like my father not being there. And she was like, but you had male figures all around you the whole time.
I only thought it was a daddy thing because, well, maybe not. It's just that you are, for example, this is just me telling what I know, but Vinny is in someone's will. And I just feel like when you're,
shout out to me.
Damn, you be laying that dick then. God damn.
Niggas that are in your 30s or 40s, like, that never really comes
the
up.
The will talk don't
right?
come
You
up.
Don't really talk about things like up. That. But I wondered, when you told me that day, I was like, I wonder if that's a protector thing. Like, he makes you feel.
I think I do like the stability, and I do like the, it's, until he came along, I thought it was like no games. And like, they knew what they wanted, and it was going to be like solid. But it turns out they're just children too.
Mm-hmm. Mandy mm-hmm. always said that. She was like, oh, niggas be fucking around too. Fuck them
all. Yeah,
niggas.
They niggas fuck around too.
No, I'm not going to lie. But and I think I compare it between like rich and regular niggas too. Like everybody is like acts how they act.
Yeah.
They just do.
I don't know if it's COVID or pandemica, but like the motherfucker is everywhere. And like some days he's loving me. Some days he don't want to be around me. Some days he's like, come back.
It's just maybe how humans
are. Maybe he's losing it.
He might be losing it.
Maybe some days he forgets who you are.
You know what? He ain't that old, but...
Vinny?
Why is this black guy in the house?
Oh,
maybe
my God.
He's on the
I'm
early...
I'm blocking him for like 3 weeks.
Maybe he's on the early side of dementia.
But wait.
I don't know.
How's he going to know? Does he know you're doing this today?
Kind of.
Stop it. Nigel, wait, I'm sorry.
Sorry.
I mean, I like him. He's cute, but like...
He's cute. He's fun. He's super chill. But you know, he don't know what he wants.
He doesn't know what he wants, and he's almost half of a century
but
old.
But I think it's because he had a very long relationship.
Yeah, he had a very long relationship prior.
As
to
in me. A marriage.
Yeah.
I done deal with those two niggas been like, be having marriages.
Like, February makes it almost like 3 years-ish.
What I find the most interesting about...
Oh, wait, this is who you was telling me about during the pandemic when... Oh, wait.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
I just You've wanted to make sure he wasn't with somebody else.
Yeah, no, that was
it. That was him.
So...
I was like, the Providence one? Okay.
I want to dive into something interesting because, fuck it. When you're dating someone at this age, right? So P-Town, tell us what P-Town is really quick.
So P-Town is a gay community. Just like here in New York, there's Fire Island. There's P-Town at the tip of Cape Cod in Massachusetts. It's about a 90-minute ferry ride from Boston, or you could drive and it takes like 3 hours. And it's just gay as fuck. Well, straight people starting to come in now, but it's really gay as fuck.
Well, you said it like you was upset.
You literally just made it seem like straight people were colonizers, and I don't know if I like
it's
that.
Y'all colonizing some of the little gay spots.
That's very true.
That's very
every
thing.
Gay drag brunch.
Let me tell you something.
Are you kidding me?
So tired of parties.
Angels of Harlem is still very much.
I mean, like there are some places like Provincetown. Like when I first went there, I was like, oh, there's going to be gay niggas everywhere. Everybody's going to be holding hands, blah, blah. But then I just saw straight couples with little kids everywhere. And I was like, go away. You have the whole other state.
Like, I only felt that way at the nude beach. People started bringing their kids. This is not the place.
Well, this is, see, I'm okay with the nude beaches because, like, in Spain, there are kids at the nude beach. But, like, there's literally, on Provincetown, there's a beach called Boy Beach. And it's literally where the men go and they be naked.
Is it close to the dick dock?
It's not close to dick doc, but men, you know, be out there doing what they do.
We brought up the dick doc on an episode with
Zachary. Zachary Zane.
Yeah. And he was like, oh my God, yeah, the dick doc.
Yeah. No. But the thing, see, speaking of that, I've watched this summer straight couples walk to the dick doc and be like, oh, this is where it is. It's become a tourist attraction, so I can't get my dick stuck there no more.
You didn't say you wanted to go just like that with your colonizer straight ass.
They're there fucking taking pictures and you trying to get your dick stuck.
No, but Vinny has kicked me out of spaces I'm not welcome.
I sure the fuck have.
And one time,
you gotta go, huh?
He came to New York. Pretty comida. And he was like, where'd you go? The cock. When I was first moved to
the cock.
And yeah. I was like, oh, where are we going to go? He was like, we can go to eat.
Yeah.
And then you can go home.
Oh, wait, you didn't let her go to the cock
no,
with
she
you?
No, she can't. Like, there's some places that I would be like,
oh,
no, you
Asante
can't
brought me to the cock. I was right there. And then I turned around. And there was women there was definitely some
and
shit
the,
going
the
on.
Eagle,
behind me at
the eagle here in New York, I would never let a woman come with me.
Why? Oh.
Because baby is private.
Oh, we did go to that one club.
It's private.
Where I almost got fucked in the room.
Maybe you did go to Eagle with me.
No.
The second house.
We were
in Spain in the dark room. Yeah.
So
we know you a hoe. That's why you on horrible decisions.
We go to this gay club. This is
for the second time. Oh, a sequel.
This was the guy who was like, "Do you guys have coke? Do you have meth? I'll do it all."
Yeah. Yeah.
Oh, wow.
We went to the gay, because like in Europe, a lot of gay clubs have the bathroom and then like a room that is really dark. Like you cannot see your hand in front of your face.
No bullshit.
Why is that fun?
And it's fun because you have anonymous sex. Instead of going to somebody, like you just have anonymous sucky.
So you just grabbing
you
to see what size you
that's
like?
Probably problematic.
Now let me tell you.
You touch and feel your way around.
It was a really crazy night.
Oh,
like,
hell
first
no.
off, because
no.
one... We came to fucking, where were we? Barcelona.
No,
Barcelona.
No, wait. I know you want to tell your story. We've never talked about a dark room.
We're about to talk about
it. Around.
Yeah.
So the night starts off with us going to a lesbian club, right?
Yes, we
did. So Vinny's already like, bitch, you about to have me in here. We need to get high. So I was like, okay. So I go to the bathroom. I come back. I was like, don't be upset. The drugs accidentally fell in the toilet. So this nigga was like, we're leaving. So we go to the gay club, which was really fun. Like, it was cute. Niggas was dancing on boxes. Like, we was having a good time. And I knew he wanted to leave me for a minute, but I didn't want to be left alone because, like, it's a foreign country, whatever. So we go downstairs, and I see lockers. I'm like, what's that for? And he's like, oh, bitch. He's like, I'll be right back. And then I see condoms. I was like, no, I want to see what it's like. I want to see what it's like. Never has Vinny held my hand like this.
It's like that. How big the room?
He puts me first.
It depends on the club, honestly. They can be really big or they can be like just like the size of what the regular
bathroom
is.
I would say like a big living room.
Yeah.
Okay.
But sometimes they have like cubicles and stalls, but with no doors. So you can like go in there and like it's a small room.
But you're in there like this.
You cannot see the person's face.
So he said, walk in front of me. So Vinny's like ass to ass with me, right? Holding
my hand.
Wait,
so his dick is in your butt?
No. Oh. I still have everything is still zipped up.
Okay.
You know,
so you're not in here naked.
My friend didn't want me
to walk behind him.
Yeah.
Okay.
So Vinny's in front of me and I'm like feeling people grab on me and I'm like laughing because I'm like, is that him? I don't know how we got separated, but a man came right behind me, grabbed my ass. I was like, I'm a girl. He said, I don't care.
Yeah. Because if you're in the dark room, it basically means you give consent to be touched, grabbed. Like, that's what you go in there for.
Bitch, you went in there.
You go in there and like literally they just be like, they start touching you. You can't be like, no. That's what you went in there for.
But you can't tell
but
if
you
people
can't
are
tell
ugly
if they're young, old, ugly. Like, you don't know.
Well, you would know.
But you know what that mouth do, though. That's all that matters.
It was weird.
Did you play at all in this room?
No, this was a creepy one.
Yeah.
Wait, did you? Huh? You heard me.
What?
You might have because you left me up there with that man.
I did in Prague. I did in Prague, but I didn't do it in Barcelona.
Okay.
And so, wait, are men already just on their knees bobbing?
Some people are on their knees. Like, yeah. Some people are just standing there waiting for somebody new to come along.
I didn't hear anyone fucking, but I think people were definitely getting their dicks up.
Yeah. Dark rooms are a thing in Europe, and I mean, for the most part, I know, and they're really fun, honestly.
They're really fun, huh?
They are.
Well, I thought you went in one because I ended up talking to this gay nigga. Now, we've talked about sometimes on the show how meth is very popular on Grindr, doing certain type of drugs like that, right? Which I consider drugs that are like, not for me. But anyway, we go upstairs and I'm telling the dude about how shit dropped in the toilet, right? Like, oh my God.
Wait, it was meth?
No, it wasn't meth, Mandy.
Oh,
no,
we don't do that.
Oh, y'all just wanted. Oh, okay, but
I was just telling him, like, oh my God.
That time you just said drugs and you didn't specify, so I didn't know.
I do not.
Oh, okay.
I was telling the guy about how, like, oh, I dropped blah, blah, blah in the toilet. And he was like, oh my God, girl. He was like, I can get whatever you want. Do you remember him? He was like, we can get coke, we can get meth, we can do a little H. I was like, wow.
I remember looking at him and being like, whatever you had.
He fucking left me with his ass. I don't know why. And he was like, no, let's just find it. We can just find it. I just know who has it. We can go in the dark room. I was like, wait, you can get meth, get your dick sucked, air with.
In the dark room by someone you don't know. It's a police.
Bruh.
He the fed.
It's a fed. No.
He the fed.
That's why I walked away. I said, no, he too. Mm-mm. We gotta go.
That's the fed.
That's why I walked away.
You're already like in a club like this where people are feeling free, you don't want to be judgy, but also like we were doing a shot together and I was like, well, I'm gonna do this heroin shot with you. I just got
I remember looking at him and being like, girl, let's take the shot and walk away.
Right.
I was bad.
Cause the feds.
And also he smelled. But you know, whatever.
Oh, he did. Mm-hmm. Are we ever gonna go to a gay club again?
I don't know.
This sucks. Ain't nothing finna be open. What club? Unless they got it in Atlanta. That's the only place.
And we are not doing that.
Let's just go to vanilla shit.
Vanilla
shit. I hate to put a downer on this, but I recently found out that Pornhub had removed all unverified content. Did you guys hear about this?
Yeah, I did.
I hear about it?
There was a lot of reports of exploitation. Apparently, about 118 videos, which doesn't sound like a lot, but it's enough.
That's
when you've
enough.
Got missing kids. I think half of them were missing kids. So there's a watchdog group called the Internet Watch Foundation, and they found 118 instances. They said that it was 118 too many. The service was defensive in its report, believing it had been singled out due to its focus on adult content. It's clear that Pornhub is being targeted. This is from Pornhub, by the way. Not because of our policies and how we compare to our peers, but because we are an adult content platform, the service writes. These are the same forces that have been spent 50 years demonizing Playboy, the National Endowment for the Arts facility, sex education, LGBTQ rights, women's rights, and every American library association. Today, it happens to be Pornhub. Mandy, I love Pornhub, and I will never use it again.
Well, it's crazy because I do want to bring up, it's funny that they're just like, oh, they're just attacking us because we are, we're this way. But there was actually a story a couple months ago where a woman was trying to get a video taken down that she did not consent to have recorded. Oh, shit. And there's a lot of things in the amateur realm of Pornhub where there are, I think one woman also had a rape up there and she continuously told them to take it down and they didn't. So not only are they saying that, not only is Pornhub sitting here trying to act like it's just this organization that is attacking them, there are actual victims of assault and women who were videotaped.
They could have easily said like, hey, we let people upload whatever. We will take it. Like, it's so easy.
Just take it down.
I just cannot believe to even say we're being targeted.
Yeah. Yeah.
The response was so fucking gross.
I didn't like the response.
And that's really what it is. Because, right, like, when you have a user-uploaded platform like a Reddit or a YouTube, I mean, anything where, or Instagram, right, and it comes down once you know. Just to be like, oh, they're coming for us.
But I think something needs to be changed. It has to be something, like you said, Instagram can easily take things down because they have a community guidelines that are set. To me, I feel like maybe Pornhub is maybe too lenient in their community guidelines because to me, if someone is saying that's a video of me and I was getting assaulted, you should take it down immediately. There shouldn't be a back and forth regarding clicks or views or any of that. Like if I come to you and say there's a violation because you actually do protect victims, mm-hmm. that should be an easy thing.
I fucked with Pornhub. I felt like they were dope. I love that they hired shout out to D Nasty. Like they hired her to do their award show. Like they hire comedians. It's not just like sex workers. Like I think.
Yeah. And I mean, Ms. B Nasty, she came on and said she actually likes that. Not only is it used to for exposure for her, but she gets paid on Pornhub as well.
That's right. So it's one of our friends. Shout out to Mia Woods. She's dating one of our friends and, she uploads her videos on there. Like she does OnlyFans.
And they get paid.
They get paid. You can also use for free XNXX or X videos. There's also YouPorn. I used to use that way back in the day.
I will say the only thing about XNXX that I do not like, and I will tell you now, if you're one of those porn watchers like me, their suggested videos are often never in the same category of the videos that you're watching. So
you're right. You're right.
It's bad. You're right. You're right. You know what I mean? The suggested videos is off.
Yup. And then you're making my dick a whim.
Because now I got to go back to the category I want.
We got to speak to somebody about that.
Have you guys used X-Hamster?
Their algorithm sucks for suggested videos.
What sites do you use?
I use XXX videos. I use Twitter.
Twitter, I told you. Love Twitter.
Mandy, Twitter, you just Twitter.
Bitch,
I got my little alt account.
The only thing is, I was about to say, 2 minutes and 14 seconds is all you really get.
Let me tell you something. Let me tell you.
Hurry up. Or just go to the media file and then
they... Exactly. You just go to the media and you just keep scrolling. I mean, you're going to hit one account, but you just keep scrolling.
We have a sex podcast where we are pro-sex work and y'all niggas are trying to scam the system.
No, I'm not scamming them because it's people who have OnlyFans who use Twitter as a platform to
And I'll retweet them and like it.
And you know, on my alt, you know, if I really like it or I bust a nut to that one, I will retweet.
Came to this,
sweetheart.
All right, enjoy. So if you guys have some other suggestions, by the way, please leave them in the YouTube comments. Tweet us. Tell us, like, where you're watching your free porn at, what platforms you like, what's user-friendly, because I ain't fucking with porno with that shit. Donate some money to child trafficking victims to some.
Deadport.
Wild. Woo! So, hors d'oeuvre. I left to Vinny.
Yeah.
A sex tip for us.
A sex tip for
anybody, bitch.
Well, it's gonna be for men.
Okay.
Okay.
Pull out.
All right. No.
But no, I'm kidding. No, I'm kidding. No, it's just the beginning of my tip. It's just the beginning. Okay. I swear.
That don't work.
I'm tired of the unwanted. Hey, I'm just kidding.
Oh my God.
Okay, let me back up. So when you're having sex, pull out of the vagina or the booty hole. Mm-hmm. And when you enter slowly and do Kegels, men. Do Kegels as you're going back in. Because what's going to happen is you're kind of forcing blood flow to your dick. And so if you're already hard, it's going to pulse. And it's also going to go up and down.
I like when they make a little dick jump.
I didn't know
men could do Kegels. I didn't know that's what that was called.
You knew that.
When they, no, okay, so men, if you don't know how to do Kegels, when you're peeing, you pee, stop it. Pee. Right. Stop it.
That's not edging.
Stop it. That's key.
No. That's edging working is holding the Kegel.
That's if you don't know how to work the muscle. That's how you activate the muscle. So if you don't know how to do it, go to pee. And when you're peeing, stop it.
I'm going to tell my nigga to make his dick jump tonight.
And then once you learn how to make your dick jump, which is really Kegels, you just do that when you're entering them slowly. And it really provides a different sensation. Like I've had dudes be like, ooh, what is that? And I'm just like, nothing.
That's a really fun tip. I like that.
So just do Kegels, pull out, and then do Kegels as you slowly enter, and it literally provides
jerk off inside of me, and that felt good.
Well, inside of you,
he was just like he was like pulling on his dick. It was
said pull out, bitch.
I said pull out.
What's crazy is I've given that suggestion to women too. Like there's a way for us to do Kegels while a dick is inside, so we're gripping the dick, and it feels so good. It's easily done when you lay down flat and a man is behind you, and it's also here's a cheat code as well. If you just like scrunch your butt cheeks together, like as you scrunch your butt cheeks together, they could feel like your pussy in all of that just grabbing the dick. Yeah. So just scrunch your butt cheeks together.
I'm doing Kegels
right
now.
And
that'll
help you with Kegels. Me too. I'm like,
ooh, ooh, ooh. Ooh.
Let me do it. Let me feel it.
We doing Kegels.
You can do it on a subway ride. You can do that while you're driving to work. You can do it while you just sitting at home.
I'm making my pussy tight.
You should definitely do it, though.
I think that because it helps with your pronounce Kegels. I think he was German.
Kegels? Oh. I mean, because it helps Kegels. With your orgasms. It helps with
you know Americans love changing shit.
Nike, isn't it Nike or something?
The other day I said vaginal.
Nike is American.
No,
sorry.
Adidas is really Adidas.
All right, let's just go to the whole thing.
It's from Germany.
These niggas took Rosetta Stone for fucking clothing brands and was like, we in.
East Saint Laurent.
You know? MS.
You know, I do love saying Louis Vuitton.
Louis Vuitton. Yeah, your little boozy sometimes. Okay.
Gucci. Okay.
Gucci.
Gucci. I mean,
it's Italian,
Gucci.
But
Gucci.
Maybe they say like Gucci.
Gucci. Gucci.
What do you mean?
Gucci.
Just call it a Gucci.
Gucci.
No, okay, bye.
Okay.
Bitch, go to the horrible.
Okay. Go to the horrible.
All right,
this is our whole fact for the week.
Oh, whole fact. Okay.
I really love this one. This is all about Stonewall. For those of you who know what Stonewall is and you know it as a bar in New York, that's true, it is. But where did it become a monument? How did that actually happen? What you may not know about Stonewall is that there were actual Stonewall riots known as the Stonewall Uprising. So Basically, let me tell you what Wikipedia said, but let me translate it.
Translate it.
So Stonewall was like a place where people had to go hide and be gay, you know what I'm saying, on some prohibitionary shit because they couldn't really be gay outside.
Boom.
So then what ended up happening was there was like a whole fucking gay revolution and shit. Niggas was rioting, tearing shit up. They were fucking it up. It's very... like, I believe there's this piece on the wall outside or something that's like broken off from the.
I haven't
like,
been there in a while.
It's still open?
I miss it. Yes.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Uh-huh. It's still very much open.
In West Village, huh?
But this was around the 50s and the 60s because very few establishments welcomed gay people in the 1950s and 60s.
And that was both male and women.
And it was owned by the mafia at the time. And it catered to a bunch of patrons, butch, lesbians.
That's where the term... I'm sorry to cut you off. That's where the term "Are you a friend of Dorothy's" came from, because you couldn't ask somebody if they were gay. So you'd be like, "Hey, are you a friend of Dorothy's?" And that's how you'd know if they were gay.
Like,
really?
That's what you learn when you fuck old men.
Because he probably was going there during the
My
riot.
Friend Gans, Brandon called me his good Judy. And he was like, "You got all these gay friends and nobody ever called you their good Judy?" And I was like, "Yeah. No. Why you ain't never call me your good Judy?"
Because I was born 50. In 88.
You know what I'm saying? Because, bitch, I'm a millennial. Bitch, I'm a mother.
What?
That's why.
Okay, so there were police raids on the gay bars, right? Yes. Officers quickly lost control. Fuck them niggas. They are officers. Fuck them niggas. defund the police, y'all.
All right.
For real,
bitch.
They waste our motherfucking time. Shit. So the tensions between the New York City police and gay residents of Greenwich erupted into more protests, into evenings, several nights, going over and over into weeks. Mm-hmm. And basically...
Who threw the first brick?
I don't know.
The police?
Marsha. Oh. P.
Johnson!
Exactly.
Okay.
And never forget that shit.
Oh, I didn't know that, friend.
Never forget that
I
shit.
I didn't know she threw the first brick.
She threw that brick, and that's what started.
Duh, because women been the leaders out here
that's
in these
fab.
Streets.
That well, trans woman, baby. Black trans women. We love them.
Speaking of black
people,
our last black president, Obama, you know, he made it a monument or whatever. And this was a very important thing, because... to me, it was the first like gay monument. I mean, what it represented, it was a big fucking deal. So it is considered a monument, and it's a bar, which is like dope as fuck. But last year, June 6th, 2021, June 6th, 2019, it was the anniversary, 50 World Pride in NYC. I was out with, who was
I think you were out with Christopher. And,
it was fucking insane, dog. We couldn't even like go next to it.
Yeah, last year Pride was... mm-hmm. So much fun.
So it was World Pride because of Stonewall and all that. So every year there's a World Pride. You were wanting to go to Tel Aviv so bad, I remember.
Yeah, I did want to go to Tel Aviv really bad. I just want to go somewhere else and celebrate Pride, like in another country, because I feel like Berlin.
Ooh, I will tell
but
you, though.
New York was fun.
It's
New York
fun, sure, but it's very corporate now.
It's corporate.
It is.
Like, I mean, it probably is everywhere, but like I've experienced New York Pride before. I want to go like outside of the U.S. and see what that experience
World
is like.
World Pride.
Because it's not... in some places, it's even more free. Like, motherfuckers is just walking down the street naked.
Mm. Yeah, I want to go wherever that is.
You okay?
You know
Thank
what
you.
I mean?
And
Hello.
I'm
allowed
to go.
Hello.
You're allowed to go.
Okay, thanks.
Yeah, we're half gay.
I mean, y'all be dibbling and dabbling.
Yeah.
We bi. That mean we gay.
What's the
that
gayest you've ever seen me?
The gayest I've ever seen you? I think it was when we went to Pride and we were together. And we were in the West Village. And you were literally, you were just dyking out. I don't know what that's
like. Why did you make that face at me?
She was like, I literally had to look at her and be like.
She had her Doc Martens on, didn't she?
She did.
I know she did.
I was
you
like,
get real butch when you wear those.
You were
I'm
just,
wearing them
you
today.
Were just, yeah, I can't remember what year, but I remember being extremely drunk and just looking at you and being like, is that my friend?
She's embarrassing me.
No, I'm going to be honest with you. Like when I first moved to New York, they were just like hotter gay girls because there was more of them and a lot of models were gay. But
let's not bring that bitch up.
You know,
we might have a lawsuit in 2021.
The best fucking lesbian party, and like I just learned so much about. Venus took me to the best lesbian party I'd been to in New York. Mad girls in their new horrible decisions.
Oh yeah, they
it was amazing.
I told you I don't do them lesbian parties. They fight too much for me.
Oh, bitch, they were about to fight me. Yeah, I wasn't even fucking with Venus.
I can't do that shit. They fight too much for me.
It was maybe our fourth or fifth time hanging out. We were dancing together. And I was like, why do you want to fight me? She was like, oh, they know my ex-girl's cool. I was like, no!
Nah, it's the fights for me.
And they Latinas.
It'd be the fights for me.
It'd be the fights for me.
Let me tell you something. I'm not scared of nobody. I'm not scared of one Latina. I'm scared of their cousins. That's what I'm scared of. So, you know what I'm saying? Like, if I see one, like, I ain't worried about that hoe. But they never come with more.
They never rolling packs of one,
bitch. And that's the fucking problem.
And they got their family, not their friends.
See, I feel like black people, like, you know what I'm saying? If I got my ass whooped, like, you could, like, people take a L. Spanish people don't give a fuck, dog. They don't. They don't fucking care. If one fight I've been in with a fucking Spanish bitch, sorry, I'm not trying to talk about them like that, but fuck that hoe. You know what I'm saying? We was outside of Taboo. I was beating her ass, and then I started getting my ass whooped. And I was like, how did my ass whooped? But she's underneath me.
You know how Orlando roll, bitch.
No comprende, mami.
You know Orlando, you know they party with... Bitch, when I was in Orlando, I went to the club with my cousins. Like, in Orlando, you hang out with your family because everybody ain't leave their house for the last couple years.
Okay,
like,
well, keep that
everyone
in the house,
stays in Orlando. No one moves out of Orlando.
What's fucking crazy? The girl was underneath me, right? Because I was on top of her, and then her friends jumped on top of me. When I was getting my ass whipped by her friends, she was still underneath me talking about, that's why you getting fucked up, bitch. It was fucked up.
That's funny.
I had a scratch.
Did your ponytail get thrown around for that too?
No, I was wearing sew-ins at this point.
Oh, okay. But that's the smart way.
She used to be the sew-in queen.
No, because I can't. After that, it was traumatic.
You had to do sew-ins.
Yeah.
You had to.
Like, every time I have a wig on, something happens.
I remember that's you used to wear wigs at the Jamaican parties, and you knew to sew
that
them bitches
down.
I don't know.
You went to a Jamaican party and wear...
When she was an angel, you don't remember? Oh wait, did you know her?
This is a little bit. About
I knew a little about it, but
she
not,
used to do the head top.
I met her right before the breast.
Listen, let me tell
you. Right before the breast.
Oh no, this is back
she
when
she was
no
flat
titties.
Chest, and then I came like 2 weeks later. She had
this
titties.
This was no
and
titties.
I was like, oh, friend.
We used to do the Jamaican parties, and she'd be like, "Can you just sew this on the top to my braid underneath?" Like, we would sew the wigs down,
because
my nigga.
I was fucking niggas, and I didn't know where they bitches flying from.
Oh, and the Jamaican niggas had many bitches.
I did not.
I was always like really nice to everybody, and that was my way not to like get in a fight, because I only had like four or five fights under my belt at that time.
Part.
But then once I moved downtown,
and then Jamaican party.
Remember that time we lived together, and I came back, I was like, I got in a fight, but we can still go out.
Yeah, and I was like,
Benny,
are you sure?
This is also the other problem why you had to be like on your P's and Q's, because at the Jamaican parties, they don't wear heels, sneakers, and flats, or no shoes.
Of course.
So you gonna get your ass whooped because the bitch ain't gonna trip over her heels because
sure
she ain't got them. Because she ain't got them.
I know that's right.
They wear sneakers and flats and no shoes.
They come prepared.
Yeah. They do.
Because they Jamaican. You ever watch Dutty Fridays? No shoes, nigga.
Zero.
They be on top of trash cans. That's why it's like
barefoot jumping from the speakers.
All right, you know what? I'm gonna give Jamaicans over Latinas only because they'll cut me.
Absolutely, the show will. Cause the blade right under their tongue.
Shout out to my Jamaican
side. Actually, the Bronx. Where the fuck you at?
I love that.
About that shit
too. Hey, y'all. By the way, I am leaving the BX. So
where you going?
Oh, nigga, I ain't gonna say my neighborhood yet. Oh,
okay.
But it's the Lick.
Oh, cute. I got it.
It's the Lick.
Good job.
Do you know what?
Good job.
One of the writers I work with, he's been helping me with shit. And he's like, give me back to the LES. He's like, I'm going to call you an LES, like a lesbian.
Lick and Les.
Lick and Les. Look at y'all.
That was fun. Okay, the horrible decision for this week are all about daddies. I'm going to bring it back to a kink of the week that we've talked about before called gerontophilia, attraction to the elderly. And where
I used to say you like that.
I know. But what I want to know is, what's the oldest you've been with?
My nigga. Your turn.
When...
Mine's probably 40.
Ooh, wow. There was an older guy when I first moved back to Boston when I was like 19.
Think he lied about his age?
No, he told me his age. I don't know what I was thinking. But the man had to be like in his... Mind you, I was 19, 20. He had to be in his late...
Not 70s.
60s? Early 70s?
Early 70s?
Mm-hmm.
What are you...
How open was his ass?
I was gonna go there.
It...
It was loose.
First of all, the throat was gawk, gawk.
They can see that.
No, the teeth was intact. And okay. this motherfucker was like, I eat dark chocolate before sex. You know, it helps. And I was like, helps with what? You ain't fucking me? And like, we were at his house, like drinking wine. And he lived above Boston Common, so he could see the whole garden, whatever. You know, he lived in one of the fancy places.
He better be rich.
He sort of was.
All them years.
I was about to say he had all the time.
No, he was. And it was, there's no such thing as a loose ass, because really, like, if men know what they're doing, they just tighten it up. There's no such thing as a loose ass. But it was one of those things that, like, on the ride home, I was like, what the fuck were you doing,
was
sir?
Was his ass coming down, like a hanging?
Honestly, it's not even, it wasn't hanging. There's nothing, honestly, like, there was nothing negative or anything about his body. You know, like, he's an older gentleman. Like, it was an older body.
He was a gentleman, wasn't he?
He was a gentleman. But, like, it was one of those things for me where, like, I was so, like, caught up in it at the time that I was like, ooh, this is so, he's rich, blah, 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 blah. And then I fucked him. And then after I left, I was like.
And I'm so poor.
I was like, yeah. I was like, ew. And, you know, self-worth.
You said ill after, not during?
I said ill after because.
It was probably hot.
Because it was probably, for me, it was hot. Mind you, I was like 19 at the time. So it was really hot. And I was like, oh, yeah, go. Yeah, great. But, like, it was there was a difference in age, motherfucker.
So ooh. Did you keep seeing him?
Hell no.
What kind of names do these guys have? What's a common grinder old man name?
Otis.
That's a black one.
Do you date, wait, white old men or is this black old men?
Like a common name that they have on Grindr?
Dick.
Well, a lot of them just put not generous.
Wait.
So they put like the no sign and a flower because it means like, I'm old, but I'm not going to fuck you for money.
They want to be cared about.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
So... I brought up something that you didn't remember. Let's go back to another gay pride weekend with a mutual friend.
Yes.
And this is when you kicked me out again. I just want to tell you guys.
So this, okay, but that pride, like, I have not been that lit in life since that pride. Like, I don't think I've been that just continuously lit. You know how when you drunk for like 4 or 6 hours?
You have.
Oh, I thought you was going
to
say
you have been that lit, friend. You were that lit the day that you said we were in that casino to that young little boy. Oh. She needs to get fucked. She wants some Canadian bacon.
Wait, what did you do?
Okay, that was out the country. It don't count.
Wait, Sherry.
Was so fucking
when we were in Spain, I got, first of all, I don't like gambling, right? But I'll go to a casino and like I will drink my ass off.
Me too.
Okay.
I'll sit there with $20. Keep bringing me them free drinks.
And she fucking loves to drink. It was late and I was like, fuck it. Go ahead, girl.
I tell you, you mean gamble.
Gambling. Sorry.
She don't be drinking.
Right. So I'm sitting there just taking back drinks and there was like this cute younger, you know, Canadian motherfucker and I was like, yeah, fuck her. Like, I was literally, like, I was trying to pimp her out at the bar.
Oh my God.
And he was like,
It was obnoxious, though. I remember seeing the video and being like, oh, God, why were we out?
No, it was bad because I was winning and like, I was like, we can't leave. And Vinny was like, can we leave? Okay. And he was really nice about it because he knows when I'm in my zone, leave me alone. And they're already liquoring him up because they see that like, I'm trying to play. So we get to the bar and the guy was flirting with me, but Vinny was just making sure
that he was going to give you that Canadian bacon.
That I could hear him. Like the guy was like, oh, how long are you guys here? Whenever the fuck she has her own room, she can fuck you tonight.
I was like, she has her own room.
There, you know, he was wilding.
Like I was wilding.
And then he turns to me in a whisper and he goes just like this. Do you not want Canadian bacon tonight? Are you not wanting to taste Canadian bacon?
That was the night that when we got back to our Airbnb, I low-key went into the host room and fell asleep.
Oh, that's right.
Into the whose room?
So
you know how you have Airbnb?
So here's what happened. He still rated us 5 stars.
Because he got how drunk I was. Like, that's how fucked up I was, okay? His door was right next to our door. Like, his door was right next to our door.
So you went in his room instead of yours.
So I got up in the middle of the night to pee and went into his room and fell asleep on his bed.
Wait, next to him? Was he
there? No, he wasn't there. He works nights. He came in the morning and was like, what are you doing? And I was like, oh, shit. And like, I'm pretty sure he could smell the alcohol and whatever. But he was just like, he rated her 5 stars. He was like, oh, it was a great.
I was about to read it. Hold on. But let me tell like, you what was fucked up about this whole shit.
The whole thing.
He tells me in the morning, he's like, yo, I had a dream last night, but I don't know if it happened. And I was like, what are you talking about? He's like, no, it was a dream.
So we were in Barcelona for like 3 more days, right? And the whole time is I couldn't figure out if it was a dream
if it was real
because we never see our host. So I was like, I don't know if it happened, but like, I think
read that middle and it review,
was like,
Mandy.
It was fucking me up in the head. Like I couldn't even enjoy the rest
read
of my
it
vacation.
Out loud.
But then we got this review and I was like, fuck, it happened.
Friendly, polite, orderly. I have any stranger situation with Vinny, but nothing very important.
You know, it was strange. You know, a motherfucker got drunk. Like, you can tell that I was like lit because I.
But he was cute though. And look what he looked like, a daddy.
He was fine. Yeah.
So you wanted him to wake you up and get in bed?
I don't know what happened. Maybe
we always get good reviews. And literally, my shit is me and Vinny because we always travel together. But I just really thought it was a fucking dream. And we're on the flight going to another city. And this shit says, I have stranger situation with Vinny. Like,
fuck, it did happen.
Three days later.
I was lit that night.
Jeez.
But the oldest guy, I think, was like late 60s, early 70s.
So let's go back to the story from Pride. So here's what happened. We're going to start with how it started. And then we're going to tell you what happens when I came home. No, when he came home. So it's Pride in Orlando. Mm-hmm. We're at this building called the Waverly. It's downtown. It was cute. It was a look. And all the little gays. You remember that one that worked with us?
Yes.
It was Scott. And he was like, oh, my God, oh, honey, they're like, ugh, I don't hang out with those kind. And they were a hot mess. It was old dudes and they had drinking, drugs. They had everything laid out. So I was at that party just getting lit. So people started leaving the party. But I just felt like, you know what? I'm with my friends, Vinny and one of our other friends. So I'm like, why am I about to leave? So then it's Vinny, our friend, and the gay older gentleman who owned the home. And everybody's kind of looking at me. And I don't think there was Uber at the time, but Vinny was like, what are you about to do? And I was like, we're hanging out.
Yeah. I was being like, hey, so what are you doing?
And then I'm like, what do you mean? Like, I can't get a car. Like, I can't get a cab. Like, the streets are blocked off for Pride. And I'm like, it's a 30-minute walk home. And he was like, girl, it's nice weather. Like, gives me his corded headphones. I remember that. Just listen to a song. I was like, listen to a song.
For 30 minutes.
I'm still at this point.
Is what I'm trying to say.
Fucking confused at what's going on. I almost got, oh my God, what happened.
Yes.
Okay, wait, let me explain something. This is why I think I was leaning on him so much. I worked for a company at the time that was in the gay pride parade. I was a manager for the company. And I made out with one of the employees.
Yes.
And it was videotaped and sent to everybody in the district.
Yes.
So I was already getting drunk and bugging out because I couldn't believe I did it. She was fine though. But anyway, I walk home.
HR? HR?
They hired me. That same company moved me to New York.
So. I know, that's right.
So anyway, I'm at home. 2 hours later, Vinny strolls in with our friend who he cannot stop making fun of because they've never had sex. And he's like going on and on about how our friend was talking to this man.
Yeah.
And they tell me about a situation where the man was getting spit roasted. And for those of you that don't know, it means you're fucking someone and then they're sucking someone else's dick.
Yeah.
And apparently the man had an issue with his neck. What was that?
So apparently the man had, you know, he was an older gentleman. And apparently he had, I don't know if it was a car accident or what it is, but he had had a neck injury. And he before Pride, took off the neck brace because, you know, he just wanted to be cool and cute and, you know, oust him with the boys.
But he should have kept the
brace on. But he probably should have had the neck brace on. And so when you were when you were sticking your dick in his mouth, he'd be like, gentle, my neck. My neck. And the whole time I was like, what the fuck is he talking about?
Can you
about?
Imagine fucking someone?
And then like, we come to find out that like this man literally had a neck brace that he was supposed to have on.
He could have literally died.
But he wanted
he had his dick.
Them two black Listen, cocks that he wanted.
He wanted them two dicks, baby.
My goodness. It must have been,
I mean, bruh. I love it for him.
You know, at this point, you really should charge. So I want to know, do you ever make older men call you daddy?
There was a guy that I was sleeping with who does call me daddy, which is very empowering, I think.
Do you like being called daddy?
I do. For some reason, when they're older than me, it's like a power thing.
I get it.
But if they're younger than me and they call me daddy, I'm like, get out.
I like when girls call me daddy.
Yeah, I don't know. Really? I honestly don't know what it is. It's definitely like a power thing, I think. Because I've had like a 25-year-old call me daddy and I'm like, bitch, I'm only 32.
It's not fun. But shout out to Kristen. I don't know if you've ever met her.
I've never met her.
But you know, she's a mutual friend. Yes. She came on our show. But like, yeah, she's like, her girl be calling her daddy, be calling her mommy, all kinds of shit. Yeah. And I like
know.
That shit.
I don't.
But when you're like in some real gay shit, oh my God. And the girl's like, fuck me, daddy.
That is very not feminist because we should not be trying to do the masculine and feminine roles in
girl, you tried it.
So then when you put your strap on, why do you call it your dick?
You tried
because it is my dick. It looked like a dick and I made it jump, bitch. I made my dick jump.
Do the Kegel while you were like, slowly.
I literally did. I would let my dick jump, baby.
No, I mean,
And it is my dick.
Every,
I own it.
Every once in a while, like, Nigel has called me daddy, or I've called him daddy, and, like, it turned me on, but I was like, ooh, did I just call the man I'm fucking daddy?
You don't ever call any of them granddaddy?
Wow.
Like, wow. That's a serious question.
But no, because...
You don't...
No, because now, for the last 3 years, they've been, like, 20 years older than me and younger. Which doesn't put them in granddaddy.
No,
state. 20 years older.
Yeah, okay, it does put them in daddy state.
It puts them in daddy, like firm daddy.
Firm daddy. But yeah. That can get it up. wait, where's the question? Oh, yeah. I wanted to ask this before I lose my train of thought. You're younger. Mm-hmm. You can show affection to guys in public because you've kind of grown up in an era. Actually, not you particularly, but I mean, because I know, you know, you've had some issues with school and being gay. But like, it's a little more normal for you. Do you find that, like, with older men, they're a little bit, like, scared to give you affection? Like, tell us about that.
I do feel that the older generation, like, PDA is somewhat of an awkward thing for them. Because a lot of them, one, if you're dealing with an older man, a lot of times it's they came out later in life. So they came out after they had kids, or they came out after they've been married, or they came out, like, after being in the closet for 20, 30 years. So a lot of them still have... Some of them have shame behind it, and then some of them just, it's just not what they do. Mm. And, like, you have to learn to understand, like, for some of them, it's just not what they're comfortable with.
So when you go out on dates, if the waiter comes, like, does he automatically act like your dad and you're his son or something?
No. I mean, you just, you can, I mean, you can tell by the way the motherfucker's looking at me that they want to fuck me. Like, you can tell it's a different type of relationship. But there's some people who just aren't, like, Nigel's not comfortable holding hands in public. But every once in a while, he'll grab my hand and I'll be like, we doing this?
Oh.
Okay.
Is that something that you ever where? Want like, more of?
Sorry. Like down the street. Like
I was going to say, is it like P-Town he likes doing it?
No. Just randomly.
Okay.
Is it what?
Is it something that you do want more of? I mean, if you deal with older guys, is it something you've just gotten used to? Or
to
do you
me,
want
PDA
that?
is cool, but like I'm okay without it.
I've never really seen you do too much.
I'm more of a like a I've hand grab every once in a while, or I'm a rub your shoulder, or like every once in a while I'll just like touch you. Like I don't need to like hold your hand down the street and skip. Like that's not me.
Okay.
I've never even really seen you make out.
Yeah, what am
I? And see, my nigga's really tall.
Yeah.
So us holding hands, we have to be farther apart for my hands.
I even do like a little butt. Like,
coming close, I can't hold his hand.
Like sometimes, like if we go into like a if before Rona, like when we would go into a bar, I would like squeeze his butt and then go see my friends and he go talk to his.
Oh, that's cute. Yeah. Like a little, go ahead.
Look, go ahead, have fun.
All right, I have a last thing before we get to home mail that I think is really interesting because it was a dynamic I thought about recently. So the man that Vinny's dating has an ex-husband, right?
Yes.
And he's been around him. I think his birthday dinner, did you invite him or something?
He was, I guess, invited, yeah.
They're still friends and shit.
They're still friends. But I mean, and I respect that. They've been together for like... They were
interesting because this is some shit, I feel like in our age or in our age group of the men we're dating where it's like, hell no. Do you think that it has to do with age one or the gay shit? Because for one, if I break up with my nigga... I can make new friends. We're in a different community. But if we're gay and we got the same friends and we're going to the same bars and it's the same shit, do you feel like, what do you think it is that's made you feel okay with it? Because at first you weren't, but you're learning.
I think the relationship dynamics are a bit different. The relationship dynamics are a bit different. So like when you break up, sometimes if it's bad, then you're like, fuck them. And then you want to just kind of discard that whole part of your life.
Right.
But if it's not necessarily bad and you still care for the person, you work through the awkward, annoying, I don't want to be around them phase.
How long were they broken up when you met them?
2 years, I think.
Okay.
But, like, I also have to, like, respect his history before me. Because, like...
I agree with that.
Me too.
Like, you were with a person for, like, almost 20 years before me. And just because I walk in, I want you to forget everything you have. No, that's dumb. That's selfish.
I think that even heterosexual couples should look that way. Because I think... A lot of times, like even I actually just had this conversation with my partner. We've only been together 8 months, but when we first started dating, he was dating someone else.
Yeah.
And we recently had this conversation where I was like, oh, you still talk to her, but she was in the picture.
Right.
And so that's the thing too, that we were talking about, like there are going to be people that because I have this history with, I can't expect you to just completely cut everyone out of your past because I'm now in your present.
Yeah.
And it's honestly though, for when we're dating, we do have to respect that sometimes it takes longer, especially if someone didn't end badly, right, to cut people off.
And also, it's like,
and if
they have friends together and stuff like that. Of course, you're going to hang out with all the friends. You're all going to want to be around each other.
Yep.
And like, you just have to be cool with it.
I think it's a big thing with confidence too. Like, you know, dating old
insecurity,
who's in his 40s, right? Like, I make sure that as long as I think that there's been some significant time and like enough, not just like a few months or just fucked her before me or something like that, but time enough and substantial time, I think, within the relationship, like, I have to respect that. I have to respect that, like, when someone has a birthday party or like an event they're going to, that like maybe you'll come through, and I expect that shit. But I'll be real, I don't think exes are an issue as long as they're respectful. There's a few niggas that I used to fuck with that I'm not going to be respectful with. Like, I would say lover boy, for one, if he gets a new girlfriend, I'm always going to flirt with him. I don't care. Hospital dick, never and ever will I ever, ever be like, bitch better worry when I fucking call to say happy birthday.
Oh my goodness. Just disrespectful.
I'm just saying, like, there's just some where the connection is so strong.
But see, I think that is the problem, though. Like, in terms of...
It's different when it's someone you were in love with.
Yeah, no, but I'm talking about you being on the other end. That's the problem, which is why there becomes this problem when...
Cut me off then.
If I'm allowing you to have these relationships, I would hope that you make sure that person also respects me.
Right. Yeah.
And you're saying you ain't respecting shit.
I don't. Not with... not sorry, with maybe that lover one. Boy, but not with that one. Only because I think that...
Ownership. That's still your dick is what it is.
No, like, there's a part of me sometimes that just feels the same way.
She about to make it sound cute, but it's some whole shit.
I'm going to tell you right now. Like, if a nigga asked
She's
me...
clapping at me. It's
and
serious.
I came into a relationship and they were like, yo, what about him? I'd be like, oh, like, if I see him, like, I don't know. We have a thing. I would be honest. Wouldn't you?
I mean, I guess.
Like, it's not really unfit. Like, there's unfinished business there. There's no closure.
I need you to find it. Bitch, if we together.
You know what? If she has said anything in this motherfucking 35, 45 minutes, bitch, it is that.
You better
find it.
You better find it,
bitch.
I just think that.
First of all, everybody knows.
The spirit just came in here. Okay.
Mandy, do you not know? Everybody has one.
No.
The bitch you got to worry about. You know the nigga you got to worry. Everybody knows one. You're telling me you don't know that one that you have
bitch,
to worry about?
I'm not. If I'm in a relationship now and I do respect the person I'm with, there's no way I'm going to tell him, just so you know.
I'm sorry,
well,
fan.
I'm the one.
Now I don't
I said, that's going to be you on yourself. That's going to be you on the island.
You on your own, bitch. You on your own with that one. Look, even Benson is like.
We all like, oh, no.
I feel like Old Bay has a bitch that I be like, I know that's that one little bitch that if he ever go to whatever, that's the one he gonna fuck with. I always know. And I'm just saying, everybody know mine. The fuck? The
I'm
listeners
like trying,
are mine.
I'm like,
you
trying.
Bitch, you better find that closure.
You gotta find it.
Let me just read the whole mail.
Because, woo.
Okay. So, here's a really fun one.
Okay.
I'm gonna tell you guys why.
Let's make it funner than closure.
This is some toxic shit.
Oh, more toxic than I'm close.
I don't give a fuck. I don't know who I'm going to end up in my life, but I know, bitch, if I, the fucking door is open.
You better close it.
Door and leg.
Yo, let me tell you something. I really want to run out and run back in.
Okay. Well, I don't care. And if I sound crazy, too. I think you can come up to me in the street and be like, yo, stop following me. I'm be like, yo.
Okay. Y'all need to swear this is closure.
Okay, 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 okay.
Find it.
Okay, okay. So, the mail, I believe, is from
You're
a
welcome.
New listener.
Okay, go ahead.
And I never check DMs. Please send this to horribledecisions@gmail.com, but he redeemed himself, and I'll tell you how. Wheezy, I adore you. I've been obsessed with Horrible Decisions, and I'm listening to you to say, a bitch has me calling everyone a bitch and walking around work saying, I'm just a whore. I'm just a fucking whore. Not sure where you guys send questions, but I'm an emotional bitch. This is a dude. And I'm wondering what you guys got you to where you are. How are you both so comfortable and confident with your sexuality? What helped you guys get to where you are? Was there a defining moment where you wanted to be opened up with guys or start having group sex? I've never been exposed to the community, so listening to you is so amazing. Much love from your 28th white listener. Plus, P.S. I love when Mandy goes off about crackers, but why you gotta come for vegans? So I said, because he said, I sing this song. I said, if you sing the song, I'll read this email. So I haven't heard this yet, but.
I am just a fucking whore. I'm a whore. I am a whore. Just a fucking whore.
sounding like a cracker.
Oh, he's adorable. Okay, actually, he's really cute.
I don't know how to judge white cuteness.
He's vegan, but he's a little cute little vegano. I like him.
What?
Look at you, friend.
The song still has me.
Fine.
I'm a fucking whore.
Sounds like Britney Spears. That's how Britney Spears used to sound.
And then he wrote and said, where's my record deal?
Not there.
Okay. So I wanted to direct this.
No,
to
he could actually hit up Could Have Been Records.
Oh my God, I forgot about them.
Could have been Records. Juicy.
Honestly, though.
Shout out to Drewski, too. You know what? Y'all don't know Drewski.
I'm actually low key mad at him a little bit.
Is great. Why?
Because, watch, in 3 days, I'm be like, I'm a whore. I'm a motherfucking whore. And not even know where the fuck that shit came from.
That's how you know you a okay. star. You gotta get.
Where does he live? We gotta give him fucking tickets to a show so he can come on stage and be like, hey, everybody, I'm just a fucking whore.
A motherfucking okay. whore.
I wanted to do this question with you because you're a man, and I wanna know, when was your defining moment? And did you have one? I'm trying to think, did I have one?
No, I told you was a hoe at 16. Last episode. Okay, I'm sorry. Go ahead. Go ahead, Betty.
No, I'm trying to think. I think for me, it was the first time I went to a nude beach in Spain. I went to a nude beach, and like, I have like many men don't speak about it, but a lot of men have like body image issues, like a lot. And a lot of men have like eating disorders, blah, blah, blah. And so, you know, I was like 24, probably in the best shape of my life, but still was like, I'm fat. And my friends were like, let's go to a nude beach. Went to a nude beach, and then they were like, now let's go to the gay side. And I was like, excuse me? And we went to the gay side of the nude beach, and like, it was really cool seeing men in all shapes and all sizes, just fucking chilling, lounging, having a good old time. And then on that said nude beach, like, the old men were talking to the young guys, and like, there was just like a melting pot. Everybody was just getting
together. Notice what came up. And the old men,
the old men were talking to the young guys. Wow, read me like a deck of cards, friend. But anyway, and then I saw people in public having sex. And for me, it stripped a lot of the shame because I was like, ooh, why are they doing that? That's for private. And then something about it was very liberating for me.
I was going to say, I think my first time seeing people do something that was quote unquote too crazy for me made me feel less. I'm like, oh, there's people fucking.
Yeah, I was like, oh, right. Everybody has sex. Oh, because right. I grew up in a place where, you know, sex was to be had in this dark closet in this room over here and nobody talked about it. And so for me, that was kind of like when I came out fully and was just like, all right, we just going to be out here slaying it.
I know mine. Chat roulette.
I know mine.
Chat. Wow.
I was super like feeling weird about my body because I had little titties. I mean, I guess it didn't work because I ended up buying some, but I really like was just feeling weird about my body for some reason because I thought I had a really weird shape. And a lot of you asked me how small they were. They were like an big A. They were like a budding A. And
that's a good guess. A budding A they were.
A budding A.
Yeah, because they weren't a B, but they also weren't like totally flat. It was weird. But I just remember thinking I wasn't pretty with my top off. And when I was on Chat Roulette and I saw that people were like thinking I was hot, I was like, oh, because I was like, fuck it. You know what I mean? Like, they can't see my face. I could click off of them if I want to. And then once I could be naked in front of quote unquote strangers, then I was like, oh, well, now I can get into this thing. And then I fucked my first white guy after that. So I really opened up.
There's a thing about accepting your body that allows you to be sexual in a new way.
I would say the first time I did it, actually, and I hate to give a man credit for it, but it was the guy that I've shared on this podcast that actually got me to piss on him because I feel like that was like my step into the kink realm. But with him, I would say he opened me up because we literally would go to sex stores and have conversations about ways to not only make me squirt, but he was so focused on me feeling pleasure and me coming and me orgasming. And he was my first partner to show that my orgasm mattered too. And that it wasn't all about pleasing the man. It wasn't all about his cum shot. It was also about mine. And so I think from us not only going to the sex store together, but openly talking about the sex allowed me to just be like, I like how comfortable we could talk about sex before we have it and after.
And during.
I love laughing.
I love laughing during sex. I think it's the best.
Who's
thing.
That Slovenian guy I fucked that I went to Italy for?
Nemo.
I used to peg him. Well, it wasn't a full strap because like I didn't have it at the time. Fun. But I used to like fuck him in the ass with like this dildo, and we were laughing. I was laughing about something once because like I bumped my head, and he was like, "Don't laugh in
you
the
just
sex."
Said, you yeah. just said last episode you ain't like the comedy because my nigga said the joke. In the middle of sex.
I said if someone told me a joke right, during
you,
sex.
You hear me?
I
mean, because Benson over there like, wait, bitch, you done flipped the script this episode.
No. I'm not flipping the script.
I don't need, man, but I don't need a full stand-up routine while we try to fuck.
I mean, the nigga was thinking comedy like, while we was having sex.
No, but you know, like, if we laugh. Funny
you
things.
You feel me? You see how she's switching up?
No.
Right.
If I laugh during sex because we like bumped heads, that's a mutual. But you said you were turned around and you were like, what was it?
No, he was thinking of a joke.
So he was thinking it wasn't a mutual act.
But then I laughed after when he told me, and I just told him, "Do you want to fuck Darius?" He said, "Not funny. You can't use my jokes on me." I said, "Well, goddamn."
Was he in you when you asked him what the joke was?
Yeah, actually,
did he tell you
after the fact? Because I had just kept saying, "I know you want the booty hole. You want to get an ass. You want to get an ass."
Did you really say booty hole
when
booty
hole?
You say that when you're getting fucked, or is that like a horrible decision?
No,
thing?
I say you can put it. You can put it back there. Like, it's open for you. I don't say...
You can put it back
what?
There. But your tone of voice and your demeanor changes. You can put it back there. Back there.
What? Back there. What?
Yo, I know.
Let me just tell you what Mandy
what I do.
Mandy, you want to say, I got a white girl voice? Do you say booty hole? I say... You can put it back there.
Yeah. You literally went from booty hole to put it back there.
Back there.
Sounding like Siri.
So you don't say,
bitch, I did not sound like Siri.
Put you it can back there. There.
Make a right.
Oh, God. Use more lube.
Oh, no.
I do be telling him that.
You need to.
You need some more. Okay.
Have you tried poppers yet?
No.
I guess you don't need them.
Because it's leather cleaner.
Once a quarter or once a month?
Yes, it is.
Maybe I do need it because I be wearing all my little faux fox leather.
I hope you clean it and I hope you take it up the ass.
I do. Wait, was there a tip there that
I'm
had to get?
I'm putting a clip note that we are
what?
Doing this
my booty hole.
Put it back there.
You're annoying.
Are you fucking kidding me?
I'm a whore.
Mandy does nothing but talk shit about my white voice. And you're telling me my white voice, the most nigga shit you say on this podcast, booty hole. And you actually
that
say.
That is not nigga shit. That is my shit.
You say, put it back there.
Put it back there. Is that better? Put it back there.
Put it back down.
No, Mandy, because now.
Put a bike down.
Put it back down.
Put a bike down.
I want you to call that nigga when the cameras come up, and I want to ask, does she really say, put it back there?
Put it back there. Like.
I'm shook.
Do you.
Put it there. Like,
do you not want to say in my ass?
I mean, I sometimes say that.
When you're saying this, like, do you think about what you're eating the night before?
You should.
No, I told you, like, sometimes, especially because it depends if we had, like, a game night or I cook for him. A lot of times, what we do, we have
a
game night.
Why game night? That just sounds like a salsa dip. It's like, what? Not now.
No, like, we doing a game night tonight. He's like, babe, you got Uno? I said, ooh, I want to teach you how to play
Speaking
face
of which,
bro, I forgot a lot of the rules.
We got
to
teach her how to play Uno.
You don't know, she don't know how to play spades.
Let me tell you something.
I don't know how to play spades either.
Are you?
Do you know where I grew up?
Is this color?
Leave me
Gentleman.
Alone.
Is this fancy that you just placed on you?
No,
I started playing Uno, and niggas like, you can't do that. And I was like, when the fucking last time I played?
There are rules.
I grew up in the woods of Massachusetts. Like, we didn't learn.
Me and my nigga be going back and forth, but now we got the rules set. Me and my nigga, we bring Uno to the nude beach. Like, Uno is our game. But I told him I want to teach him how to play Phase 10. Phase 10, right?
Phase 10 takes forever. You don't have the patience for Phase 10.
All right, you guys.
Phase 10. Yeah.
Now, okay. At this point, we about to make our own game, giving all this free promo. It's going to be called Put It Back There. And thank
that
you
actually might be a good game.
Oh, it could be like an operation.
Yeah, Put It Back There.
Okay, we're not. Anyways, guys, fuck y'all. Y'all ain't shit. Hopefully, there is some merch left. If you guys haven't yet, make sure y'all cop your motherfucking Horrible
That's
Decisions
right.
merch.
So Mandy is wearing our Horrible Decisions Horrorhive.com. You can get it, the hat and the sweatshirt. I'm actually wearing the Patreon merch. This is our original logo, and it is only going to be used on our Patreon shit.
But if you got the coins now, go ahead to whorehive.com. We have sweatshirts, we have boy shirts, we have masks, we have hats, and we have other shirts that include the segments that are here. And we also have one that you guys saw last week on Weezy that said Mondays are my favorite.
They are, you know what I'm saying? I just love it when you guys put it back there. Thank you so much for listening to Herbal Decisions.
You're a fucking
whore. Go to patreon.com/put it back there.
Also, we are going to leave you guys. We're going to leave you guys with a 5-minute clip. This 5-minute clip is from one of our bonus episodes. If you are all caught up on Horrible Decisions, we have over 90 bonus episodes right now, and we drop 3 bonus episodes every month. So somebody tweeted and was like, "Ooh, when y'all going to have 2 episodes a week? Bitch, we damn near do, but you got to pay for the other ones."
We know that's
so
right.
Go on over to
you know, to support a black business or whatever. All these new, the 28th white listener who says he's a fucking whore. We would appreciate it if you guys just do a little reparations. You know what I'm saying? And buy some merch or listen to Patreon or something.
Anyways, guys, we are going to leave y'all with that 5-minute bonus clip because I am a whore.
I'm a motherfucking whore.
This has been yet another episode of Horrible Decisions.
Bye.
But I do want to bring this conversation into my point. And I think it's very important specifically to any of our listeners that are dating someone. The underlying thing, which again, we blamed everybody throughout the whole season except for the person who was the clear suspect, which is crazy. But I wanted to bring up how to know that you're dating a narcissist. Because Nicole Kidman's character was a psychologist, specifically a marital couple psychologist. And so what's crazy is you see that she was very aware in reading the signs of what type of partner she had. And so I wanted to share that, and maybe Weezy, if we can go into maybe, you know, having the conversation regarding maybe what someone should do if they're in this situation. So what is a narcissist? And again, you may not know that you're even with one, but hear me out here. Lack of empathy for others, an inflated sense of importance, a deep need for excessive attention and admiration, and perpetually troubled relationships. So maybe someone who's not close with their family, or you notice that they fall out with all of their friends that you've met and you don't understand why they don't have the same friends, or someone who constantly makes you feel like you're doing wrong. So here's some of the things. So lack of empathy, manipulative, projection, emotionally cold, and something that Weezy and I have talked about a lot, gaslighting, and also someone who never takes responsibility. For the girls listening, if you want someone who is currently the personification of someone who is a narcissist, y'all know I'm gonna bring it back the same way Weezy brings up Sex and the City. Real Housewives of Atlanta. Drew's husband, Ralph, is in the first 2 to 3 episodes completely personifying a fucking narcissist. And if you look at Ralph and you're like, oh my God, my partner does things like this, you may be dating a narcissist.
Yeah, I've definitely dated some narcissists before. I will say something a little problematic here. I kind of hate the term gaslighting. I feel like it's too new and something that's just kind of thrown around. Like, I feel like people have said I've gaslighted them, and I'm like, bitch, I don't even know what I'm doing. Like, what?
I mean, they could listen to a whole episode. You had a whole breakdown of what gaslighting means.
Yeah,
I don't know.
I'm saying, like, I hate it in terms of, like, how people are abusing the term. However, gaslighting, as far as it comes to a narcissist, is such a gift that you almost can't call it out. Because when it is emotional abuse, but it's to the point where you have no idea that it's happening, right? Like, you constantly feel like you're guilty of something. And I think that we saw this in The Undoing with Hugh Grant. I forgot his name in the show, but even when he came in The Sun. Do you remember when he was like, could he have done it? And I was like,
could he have done it? And, right, so, and I think that was the turning point where she realized, oh, if he's willing to throw our son in there to claim his innocence,
something is emotionally and mentally wrong with him. I did want to read this for those of you who may be using gaslighting and really not sure if you're using it right. I really like this breakdown of what it is. This comes from manofmany.com. It says gaslighting qualifies as a form of emotional abuse that involves denying a person's experience and making statements such as "that never happened" or "you were too sensitive." The gaslighter uses techniques such as withholding or stonewalling, contradicting or diversion. When you bring up something that concerns you and your partner, turns it into something you said years before or deflects it and describes it as conspiracy. They also minimize your feelings and deny the events that definitely occurred. The damage of gaslighting is that it is confusing, isolating, and often results in you questioning your own reality. You may find yourself constantly apologizing and no longer as relaxed and joyful as you once were. I just like that because it takes into kind of the cause and effect of gaslighting. So if you feel like, you know, you're not crazy and your man is trying to make you believe something that you know to be true is not true, he's gaslighting you and wanting to make you feel like you're crazy.
Yeah. Also,
and I think Nicole Kidman's character was almost driving herself crazy with wanting to believe her husband that she believed she knew was innocent, but also reading all the signs that, nigga, you probably did this shit.
You know what's funny? When the mom said this shit, when she called her and was like, he killed his sister, I was like, nah, but it still can't be him because it's too easy.
Nigga, I was really thinking the girl who died, her son killed her because he found her. I thought
the granddaddy did it for sure. Well,
girl, then I was thinking that the granddaddy and the son killed. Girl, I thought literally everybody was the motherfucker.
We was doing all that shit. And it's funny because people were actually mad at the ending of Hugh Grant being the person, but I thought it was brilliant because
I thought it was brilliant too.
Because this is, and if you guys remember, if anybody watched the Ted Bundy documentary, this is exactly what happened with Ted Bundy.